It is The Riot. This is the Christmas show.
Merry Christmas, guys. Whee! Oh, I'm so excited.
I will tell you, I left out basically the only thing you're going to get in this podcast are our interviews.
Our Christmas ones.
Right, because if you listen to the Christmas show, a lot of it was us just talking about favorite Christmas music and favorite Christmas this. And a lot of that is stuff that you can hear in the Christmas channel.
Yep.
So I left it out. You can hear the Christmas channel, so that would be the music and a lot of that kind of talk. RadioU.com/Christmas.
So this podcast will feature checking in with Project 86. They had a new Christmas song this season.
Uh-huh.
Also Family Force 5. They just have new music in general. So talk about new album. And then we also checked in with Citizens and Saints, Fit for a King, and included in this, we checked in with them earlier, Fever. They also have a new Christmas song too.
Mm-hmm. So that's all in this podcast. And remember that next week after Christmas, when you're feeling lonely, don't worry.
And you want to hear us from us daily.
Dude, next week we've got Worst of Riot 2016. You're going to get a daily podcast.
So hopefully you like it. Like we mentioned, if you listened to last week's podcast, if you ever were interested in us doing a daily version instead of a weekly podcast, that might be something we are looking into. So email us, riot@radiou.com or Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can message or post there. Tell us if you think that might be something you'd prefer.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas. We love you guys so much. Have a very, very Merry Christmas.
It is The Riot.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things The Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Our time with Zach from Citizens and Saints
is precious, isn't
it's
it?
It's so good, you're going to want to hear it again.
Over and over and over again.
Over again.
Hey, this is Zach's and Citizens and Saints' first time in our Riot Christmas show.
It's so true.
This is the first momentous occasion.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Oh, man, Merry Christmas. I'm feeling pretty honored right now.
It is an honor. It's a privilege. No, it's anyone's welcome, actually.
Well, not anyone.
Yes, there are some qualifiers with it, but we're happy to have you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Zach. So talk Christmas with us, man. What are your Christmas plans?
Oh, man. Well, we're out here in the Northwest in Seattle, and we're basically like a Midwest family because we've got four kids. And well, that's probably not. That's I think most Midwest families, they've got like 12, but
yes.
We're working on
to,
it.
To be the whole farm, yes, exactly.
Yeah. So we got a lot of kids, a lot of big family, and we have a good time just hanging out here. All of our family's on the East Coast, so we've kind of made some good traditions with friends out here. So it's a lot of fun. We actually just had a little bit of snow the other day, which rarely happens in Seattle, so that kind of started things off. Got a couple snowmen built and a couple good snowball fights going.
Right on, man. So what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know that I've even gotten a gift on Christmas for like 10 years.
Really?
Well, no, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just that my wife and I, we just would rather
just don't exchange
spend money on other stuff.
Sure.
Yeah,
we got that.
No, it's great. But there is a baseball hat I'm really wanting this year, so we'll see if that happens.
Zach, like, I hope
you wanted something more, didn't you?
No, that's not it. It's just that in talking to you, I'm so ashamed because, I mean,
he has had a list since like September.
I mean, not only have I had a list for 3 months that I've distributed to every single family member. And
I'm sure. Yeah.
When am I going to grow up, Zach? Like, when am I going to be
know,
like
man.
You?
We'll work on it.
Yes,
we'll work
please.
On it together.
I think this is nice to have this conversation for the Christmas show, because then maybe for the new year, we should also check in with Zach again on ways to get you better to be more like him. So
oh,
it could
gosh.
Be.
There we go. I'll send you a pamphlet.
Yes, please. If you could quickly write a book.
I think it, honestly, it's going to look like an encyclopedia set to get me to where you are right now.
Oh, my God. No. I'm sure there's some deep, some deep wounds down in my heart that where I didn't get some gifts that I wanted over the years. So you just wait for the right moment and maybe some angst will pop out.
Or maybe you guys,
I'll be right there.
You guys get together and then when you're done with your meeting, Zach, you're more like Obi and suddenly you've got an Amazon wish list, and Obi, you're more like Zach and you're fine and you're really not exchanging anything, and I won't know what to do with both of you.
Maybe my list will just get shorter. Maybe that's the answer. It could get shorter over time.
Yes,
and
good.
Then eventually I'll say, what do I need that the forest cannot provide? And I won't need.
You won't need anything else.
No, I'll be good.
All those Blu-rays, forget about it.
So, okay, Zach, you don't want anything. You just want to experience world peace and joy and harmony.
In the hat. No, he mentioned that.
In the hat. Yes,
in the hat.
In the hat.
Yeah, I got to have a hat if I'm going to enjoy that stuff.
So talk to me about, because, you know, the rest of the band, you guys don't exchange presents with each other?
No. Gosh, we're pretty terrible, I guess. I guess there's been an occasion. You know what? Actually, that's not true. Every year we do have a Christmas party, and we did one of those white elephant gift exchanges for years.
Yeah.
And then I've never been a huge fan of those because I just wind up with, like, somebody's, like, old, I don't know, shoe or something that they
right.
think is funny that I don't actually want. So we started doing a vinyl exchange, which has been pretty fun.
Ooh,
so everybody brings a record, their favorite record, and then kind of puts into the pile, and we get it at it, kind of like a white elephant style thing, but you walk away with a pretty cool record. So that's kind of, I guess, the way that we exchange
gifts.
That's
a great idea.
Dude, that is a spectacular one.
You could do a Blu-ray one, too, if you didn't want to do a vinyl one. So
it's a little more my speed, but the vinyl thing is great.
I love the idea of just making it a theme, because then you're right. A lot of times with company parties or friend parties, you know, people are obligated to feel like they have to bring a gift, but then no one really wants what anybody gets. So this way it makes it better.
Yeah, you walk even if you don't have a record player, some of the people don't. They end up getting one just because they had a record now. So
yeah,
kind of fun.
Well, and if nothing else, you put that vinyl on the wall, and people will think you're a connoisseur of fine music, even if you aren't.
Don't think you're so cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I wish I could
That's
be like
a
that
good
guy.
Idea. That's great.
We're talking to Zach from Citizens and Saints, who wants nothing but is going to have a merrier Christmas than you. So I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm going to do my best.
Zach,
hey, you still have a day or so. Just you can ramp up still. You can add some more. You can get some more in there. This Zach's first time, like I said, on our Riot Christmas show. He doesn't know how we operate with
I'm
all.
Just telling
We're very
you
materialistic.
That, like, I know. I'm ashamed of myself. I've spent the last 6 minutes feeling ashamed.
Normally more of our bands are that way, too. So this is refreshing.
Well, dude.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry that I've brought some shame on you.
No, we can
not to
listen. We can bring it back.
Yeah, I was ashamed anyway. So
we're
like,
fine.
It's
this is
just
a great idea.
You know, like I said, we could still meet up and talk through it, and you know, I'll give you a couple pointers if you need them.
I for real, like, somebody get me out of this mess that I'm in. So.
Zach, not that bad.
No, I'm not. It's I'm better than a lot of people and humble too. So don't worry about it.
Thankfully, Zach hopefully knows you enough. You're teasing.
You know, maybe I just need to grow that beard.
Oh yeah, that'd be
that
good.
Might help.
That would
oh,
be.
No.
That
might you probably help. Won't like to hear this. Then I shaved my beard.
Did
what?
You?
Oh.
Now, Zach, you need to start
even
with that. What happened?
We don't even know what you look like anymore.
I know. You might not even be talking to the person you think. So, yeah, I just, it was time to shave my beard. I'd had it for like 4 years, not unshaved. And so now I got a little mustache going on.
Ugh.
And just giving that a shot. So, you know.
What was.
Don't think less of me.
Oh, I already do. But what was the impetus? Was it you or was it your wife? Because I feel like it was your wife.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I mean, she was a little bit like, all right, I haven't seen your face for 4 years. And when I shaved it, she kind of like.
Did she miss it?
She laughed, cried.
Oh,
She hadn't seen me in so long that she is just like, who are you? or at least the lower half of my face. And my kids cried. And it was quite an ordeal.
Hey.
But it's all good. I mean, it was kind of good fun for me. I didn't mind the tears. So I think it was just time to change it up. I don't know. I don't have hair in my head, so I had to go somewhere.
Yeah. I still remember. I wasn't very old. I don't know how old, but I remember my dad shaving his mustache and me screaming.
And he had it.
Because I've never seen him without a mustache. I was
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I think I was like 2 years old or something.
I was telling, you know, my wife, the thing that's funny, you know, if you have like the hair in your head, you get it cut short or even you dye it, it doesn't really change your appearance that much. But when you have hair that covers up half of your face and then all of a sudden it's not there, that definitely, I mean, you look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
So that'll mess with some minds.
Yeah.
I even have friends that I've seen recently that I'll be like, hey, man, what's up? And they kind of walk by me like,
who are you?
I don't know who you are. Yeah.
Yes, they won't even know you. Aww.
Yeah.
So do you think it's because they don't recognize you or they're just ashamed?
I think it's both.
Okay.
All right, leave Zach alone now.
Well, hey, look, we're just having talk time, Nikki.
I know you
we're
are.
Just having
this
some
is
on.
Good. This is totally good.
It's good. All right.
I just want to get it all on the table, you know? All on the table.
Zach, oh, yeah. I appreciate that about you, man.
Yeah, good. Zach from Citizens and Saints. Dude, it has been great to talk to you. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thanks for having me on.
Right on. Hang on just
Hang
a second.
Tight.
He doesn't want anything, and he doesn't even have
well,
a... Hey, Nikki, my
he
gosh.
He wants the hat, but his beard is gone.
He's ascended so far that he had to grow the beard, but now he's grown past the beard. Do you understand that?
It's a whole
he's
other level.
He's grown past the beard.
It is. It's this whole new thing.
Oh, man. Wish I could be like that.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Merry Christmas.
To you and Merry Christmas to everybody.
And Merry Christmas to Chapstick.
Yay,
from Family Force 5.
Yay.
Hey.
Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Man, I'm great. I really appreciated that when Obe answered the phone. It was like an Italian vibe to it that I haven't heard before. I thought that was really
well, I think,
very Christmas-like.
Can you recreate it, Obi?
If a chap putting... a stick from a family of force of
there
five.
You go. The pressure's on.
It made me really hungry for ravioli or pizza or something.
Oh, is he like a Chef Boyardee to you at this point? Do you want to hear that?
The greatest compliment one can receive.
That's
you
right.
You are Chef Boyardee to me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you want to come by, I'll get some ABCs and 1-2-3s. We'll show them right. We'll like put them right in.
You'll take care of it.
I don't want to microwave them. I want to put them in a pan and really cook them up for you.
Oh, let the flavor simmer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Didn't know you could do that.
Absolutely.
That's true love right there. That's a true friend. I appreciate that.
It is. So, Chapstick, talk to us about Christmas. What are your Christmas plans this year?
Oh, man. Well, we are hanging with my family in Arkansas, which is a really rare treat. Family Force 5 normally does a crazy Christmas pageant tour. And this year we did a Christmas pageant show in Nashville, and it was mm-hmm. awesome. But we are actually getting to be with our families, which is great.
Yay.
So we're going to some Christmas parties and Christmas Eve service at church and making some cookies with mom and dad.
Yes.
And hanging with my sis and just having a great time. And then we do have some New Year's shows. So we're, we'll be watching football from the green room this year, you know, where I'm excited to see what happens. But yeah, Christmas is going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing.
All right. Well, let's talk about cookies since you brought them up. What's your favorite?
I did hear that. Yes.
I know. What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Well, my family used to make these like sugar cookies by hand where my mom makes the dough
uh-huh.
and then we roll them out and you got to eat a little of the dough, which is
of course,
the best part.
Of course.
And then, which of course they always say like not to, but it's like totally worth it to get salmonella. I mean,
absolutely.
Hey, listen, that's like original salmonella. I still feel like nowadays wherever we eat at out, like at a restaurant, we're rolling the dice way more hardcore.
Anyway.
Way more hardcore than just with the cookie dough. So I feel like we could make it with having some cookie dough.
OG salmonella. That's right.
That's the old school one.
Oh,
wow. Our parents, they all live from it. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, you roll the things out, you know, and then you use a cookie cutter, make some awesome shape, and then you decorate it with this icing that we used to use butter knives and, like, you know, you could put food coloring in the icing if you want to make something weird. And my sister would always try to make brown for, like, Frosty's cane and hat and stuff, but it was like, brown's hard to make.
Sure.
You know, and it always does, it looks kind of unappetizing. So that's probably my least favorite of the ones we made, but... Man, when you put some sprinkles on or jimmies on those things, they're delicious.
Man.
So I go with your Christmas tree, you know, a sugar cookie Christmas tree.
Sounds really good.
Well, I want you to know, Chapstick, you're selling me on it, dude.
I know.
Look, I'm in.
We're in on the memory, too. I feel we lived it.
So, hey.
Yeah, and you got to listen to Christmas music while you do it. That's
of course.
Christmas is preferred. You know.
Chipmunk's Christmas. Dude, people are listening to your Christmas album while they make Christmas cookies.
Dude, you know what's hilarious? I was playing at church the other day, and I normally play at this awesome, like, huge mega church where it's like, we just are like, you know, everybody's all these, well, never mind, it's just awesome, I love it. And I was playing at a different church than I normally played at, which was equally awesome. But it was really awkward for me, because I walked in, and they were playing the Family Force 5 Christmas Pageant record. And I don't even know, and they played it
They played the whole thing in its entirety while we were setting up.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, all right, is this like a joke? Like,
I know.
And then we got done with the service or with a rehearsal, and the kids were, people were walking in, and they were playing the same record. They played it the whole morning from, like, you know, you get there at like 5:30 in the morning, and you go until like 3 in the afternoon, and I heard the Christmas pageant the entire time. So it was just kind of funny. I was kind of, at some point, somebody was like, who is this that they keep playing? And,
and then you walk by, and you're like, it's
embarrassingly.
Us.
Embarrassingly. Sorry.
We just love it. We can't wait to hear it.
So did you act like you're like, I don't know, but I really wish they'd play something else? Or
that's what you would do.
Somebody was like, is this Toby Mac? This is Toby Mac, isn't it? I was like, yeah, it's not Toby Mac.
You're close. Yeah, no, it's not.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
It is the Riot, still on the phone with Chapstick from Family Force 5. So, Chapstick, you guys have got a new album coming out next year, right?
Yes.
So, fill us
in. What all can be said about said new album?
What can you say about it?
Think of this, too, as like a Christmas present for everybody, okay? You can share some details if you can.
Nice. Well, I am honored that anyone would want it for a Christmas present because... We worked really hard for a long time.
Good.
It's really one of those passion projects. I feel great about it. You know, I feel like if any time a band comes out with a record, they're always like, this is the greatest record we've ever put out. It's going to be cool. It's because they kind of have to say that, but we all feel that way about this one. We're like, dude, this really is the best record we've ever made. And it's just, it's got all these elements that are crazy, like, you know, a lot of funk. Definitely a lot of funk.
Right on.
A lot of hip hop, like, influence. A lot of R&B stuff. A lot of pop influence. Some really gritty, like, rock and roll stuff. And it just feels great. We made some rules, and I think that actually helped. A lot of times, like, well, you know, there are different points in the process where you have to have rules, and times when you don't. But when we were recording, we made up some rules about, like, hey, we're going to use as few tracks as we can. Like, because a lot of times there's a tendency in the studio to just load it up, you know, and just pile sound on sound on sound and make this wall of sound, which is cool, you know. But this way we were like, dude, everything that goes in is going to be right. Otherwise, it's just not going to be in there. And, like, we just spent hours and hours on the sounds rather than just piling a lot of different stuff in there. And we worked really hard to keep it very human, too. You know, I thought that was, like, a very big element of it because... We like electronic music a lot, and we love dancey kind of stuff, and certainly it has a lot of those components. But we also, like, wanted to play a lot more on this record than we have in the last couple, and so there's a very human element, and we did a lot less, like, there's a tendency, this is like a little industry thing, I don't want to...
Don't scare anybody yet.
...point anyone here, but sometimes people correct mistakes a lot of times. You know,
sure.
you'll play something, and, you know... Studio magic can make it sound way better or, you know, more on time or whatever. We wanted to keep it really fresh. And so we didn't do a lot of what you call quantizing. And so there's like that, it sounds
more
like
real?
A band playing a lot more than just like a, you know, oh, some guys put a record together.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels good. It feels right.
Well, that's always nice because sometimes, you know, people will notice if you hear an album from a group so much and then if you go see them in concert, that sound cannot always be mimicked 100%.
Oh, yeah.
To where it sounds like them or, you know, close to it. So that's good that people have a chance to experience a different style with it.
Yeah, and sometimes it's even the opposite. We would always go, people would be like, I like your record, but it's way cooler live. Like, why aren't you guys playing this much on the record?
So this is it.
Cut loose, you know?
Yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. And I really, really tip my hat to Teddy, our drummer. He just brought in, or Hollywood, as some people call him. This was our first record where we really got to, like, jam out with him a lot. And, I mean, he came in toward the end of the last record and added a ton, which was great, but... He was such a great part of the process, and we also did something we don't normally do, which is just, we wrote like a billion songs and then picked all the best ones, rather than, in the past, sometimes you just like, you write like a rock band, you know, it's like, oh, here's 12 songs.
Yeah.
Put the best 11 on the record and use the other as a bonus track. This time we were like, let's write like 100 songs and then pick the best 10 of them, and... That'll be it. So it was fun. We had a great time.
So I know you don't have an answer, but I am obligated to ask.
To still ask, of course.
When?
Yes.
The future?
No, you can still say next year. You can still just say it that way.
It's done.
Yeah.
That's actually a question we keep asking, too, and we're bothering all the people with the label and the management and marketing team. But I would say it's either going to be March or April.
Okay.
The deal.
Okay.
So I would hope March, just because, you know, we all don't want to wait that long. But
sure.
But either way, it's gonna be March or April, I would say.
Well, we were excited to obviously talk to Chapstick and Family Force 5 for just not only our Christmas show, but we also, when we were setting up to, you know, the show today, we're like, hey, who do we want to check in with? We thought, no, we want to actually talk to you about the new stuff as well, because we were excited to hear that it was finished.
Thanks, y'all. I appreciate that. Well, I think we'll be on the road show in February through April. So at some point on the road show, we should be rocking and rolling, and we should have the pre-sale out. And you know, we're gonna have a single before then, which actually right now is already being played on Monday Night Football. And I'm a huge football fan, and so I was sitting there, like, completely blown away when somebody was like, "Your song just played on the Monday Night Football game." And what was ironic, I was watching the game.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge fan, and it was the Falcons, who I'm a big Falcons fan, you know, living in Atlanta. But I was practicing guitar with my headphones on, and actually had it on mute.
And so,
oh my gosh!
My buddy started calling me, and they're like, "Dude, out of this world!
You're missing it."
But what's been awesome is it's happened every Monday night actually since then. So if you watch Monday Night Football, you might catch a glimpse of some Family Force 5.
Man, that's amazing. When you're Chapstick from Family Force 5, you go into a building, they're
playing
your
music,
album.
Yeah.
You watch TV, they're playing your music. Everywhere you go.
What an interesting life
happening.
That is.
It's
yes,
happening.
Yes.
So, well, Chapstick, Merry Christmas from
yes.
us. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Merry Christmas. And I apologize. That sounded like a very self-centered universe.
No, we're so teasing you. We are so teasing you.
I'm going to be like, we're complaining
no,
about,
do not
complaining
even.
About our music.
You know what? I'll tell you what. It's fine. We'll just play a Family Force 5 song now.
No!
It's fine.
Let's play another one, shall we?
One more
for it.
dude,
Merry Christmas to y'all. You guys are amazing. Thanks so much for playing our stuff.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
On the phone, Christmasing with us today, Bobby from Fit for a King. Hello, sir.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Good, no problem. Merry Christmas, and welcome to our Riot Christmas show. It's our first time having Fit for a King a part of our Christmas show.
Awesome. Well, I'm very happy to be a part of it. Thank you.
So, Bobby, talk to us about your Christmas, man. What's your game plan?
Well, let's see. Last weekend, we went and had Christmas with my dad's side of the family. And then Christmas Day, we are going to... sorry, that's my daughter.
Oh, you're fine. Oh, she's cute.
And then Christmas Day, we're going up to Kansas for my mom's side of the family.
Nice. Okay. Very good.
And your daughter, did she have something she wanted to say? Or?
Probably.
Yeah. Any last-minute Christmas gift ideas, maybe? Aw.
Maybe.
So what's the big Christmas tradition? Is there anything for your family, like when you get together, it's like, oh, we have to do blank?
Not necessarily, no. Well, my mom's side of the family, we always have a big, like a Mexican food feast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whenever we get together, that usually happens on Christmas Eve.
Okay. I like that a lot better because my family, a lot of times, they'll do like, hey, we're going to get ham. And it's like...
The traditional stuff,
right.
Yeah.
If you're telling me that I could have a really good burrito or something, I would take that over, I think, ham.
Definitely. Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree. Yeah, we love it. I think they probably spend a couple of days, maybe like 2.5 days, preparing the meal.
Whoa!
But yeah, it's
that
amazing.
Means it's
yeah.
really good food then.
Man,
it's really, really good food.
Yes. Yes, very good, very authentic.
Aww.
Yes.
That's good.
Well, I usually spend anywhere from 2.5 to 3 minutes getting my Christmas dinner ready. So.
Well, you also work hard on yours. You have your family traditions, and people have different styles.
Everybody's
That's
got
fine.
A different way to do it.
We all bring a different dish to the table, so it's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Bobby, what about the rest of the guys? You got any, like, Did you guys already do your gift exchange in the band?
Is there a Fit for a King, like a Christmas
Secret
party?
Santa?
We actually have never done a Fit for a King Christmas party before.
Now, I am shocked at that. No.
Yeah, we totally should. Our bass player, Tuck, is actually in town for the week, just because we had some shows overseas, and now we have some shows down in Texas, so he's actually staying down here. He lives in New York, so while he's here in town, we should definitely get together and at least just have like a small party or something, just
yeah.
the four of us.
We were talking to a group called Citizens and Saints, and they okay. do a tradition where, you know, like instead of a white elephant, like gift exchange sort of party, you bring like a vinyl. So everybody brings a vinyl to, you know, gift to each other, or you can do like a Blu-ray party, like
you
for
go.
You know yes. something like that, and so that way it keeps it fun with some sort of theme.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. We need to discuss something like that. We're never in the same area during the holidays, so now that we finally are, we definitely need to do something. The four of us,
or you guys are going to get together for the holidays and be like, "This is why
we
don't
never
get
stay together
for the
yes,
holidays."
That's true.
Exactly.
This here is the problem.
This is why we need separate states now.
Definitely. Yeah.
So what's 2017 shaping up to be for Fit for a King? You guys got any plans that you're allowed to talk about?
We're supporting two just metal bands called After the Burial and Amir. We have that tour happening starting the end of February. And then we have the rest of the year figured out, but I guess that's all that I'm allowed to
say at that time. That's all right.
Say, yeah.
Okay.
But we'll be busy all throughout the year. So, yeah, I guess that's about all I can say at the moment.
Well, yeah. Still supporting, you know, Death Grip and stuff, which cool. is absolutely
yes.
amazing.
Yes.
So that is something that
yes.
2017 will continue with.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, Bobby, anything else about Fit for a King and Christmas that we should know about before I hang up on you?
No,
sounds good.
I don't know. That's a tough question.
You know what? Yeah. We always ask bands, you know, for our Christmas shows, and some have all these elaborate things and some don't. And, you know, it all depends.
And just to be clear, Bobby, I always like to ask people a question like that because a lot of times what happens is we get somebody in here, I ask them a lot of questions, and then when the interview's over, they'll say, like, oh, we were supposed to talk about that thing
sure.
we did on the website. So I always want to make sure that if you had
one final chance,
if you had that thing where you're like, man, I got to make sure I talk about this, I wanted to give you that chance.
Yeah, well, I get no. Unfortunately, I don't think I really have anything.
All
yeah,
right. That's good.
I guess there's nothing exciting happening for the holidays in terms of the band, but maybe next year.
Right on.
Hopefully next year we'll plan to do something exciting.
Well,
definitely.
You've still got that Blu-ray/vinyl exchange you guys can
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
so
if the band decides to do that, you still have time before Sunday, so you can still get it in before Christmas.
Well, hey, man, Merry Christmas
absolutely.
From us to you and to the rest of the guys. We appreciate you hanging out with us today.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Too. Hang tight 1 second. Again, don't forget for Fit for a King, Death Grip is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that through shop.radiou.com. And so is their Christmas song, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
It is The Riot.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Joining us for the show, a Christmas perennial favorite.
Yay, I know, because he does a good job with Christmas music.
He does. Mr. Andrew Schwab of Project 86. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Feel free to talk about me like I'm not even here.
Again, with all the love
Andrew,
for Christmas, come on.
Andrew,
that's good.
All introductions must be done as if you were not actually there.
I guess I didn't even realize, or must have been from the last time we were talking, I didn't know you were planning on doing a new Christmas song this year. Was it just like a last minute thing, or were you planning on it all along?
We actually funded it through our music campaign in the early part of the fall. So
okay.
we didn't plan it super far out. I think we hit the goal about 6 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about the song, let's go ahead and ask it.
For Run, Rudolph, Run.
Why did you pick Run, Rudolph, Run?
You know, to be honest, it's really hard to find a good Christmas song that fits, at least for like a heavier band or a rock band. So I had never really heard that song before. I know it's on Home Alone, and I remember it from that movie, but I haven't seen that movie in a while. So you know, we were scouring the earth for a song to cover. We've already done a bunch of Christmas music, so it's even harder to find something we haven't done that we like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we don't have to completely rewrite. And when we heard that, you know, it was kind of announced, oh, yeah, we could do a cool version of this.
Right on. Now, Andrew, I will tell you that I recently rewatched Home Alone. And
like, you've had a renaissance with that movie or something.
I'm telling you, like, if you go back to our SoundCloud page, or I could email it to you, I had a real moment with Home Alone a couple weeks ago where I finally understood the movie.
Yeah.
I finally got it.
So he did this whole big thing, and I didn't think you would, because right when Run, Rudolph, Run came out, you needed to ask Andrew if it was because he was a fan of Home Alone, the movie.
Yep, that's right.
Or if he just knew that it was even from the movie.
So you knew it was from the movie, but you're not necessarily a big fan.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't remember that it was in the movie until after we picked the song. And then I told a friend that we were covering it, and they said, oh, yeah, from Home Alone. I said, wait a second. It's in that movie? Yeah, and I had to go back and rewatch it, and you know, there it was in that one scene. I don't even remember which scene it was, but I said, oh, yeah. Okay, I have heard this song a bunch before, but I haven't seen Home Alone in, like, years.
Yeah.
So,
well, then you and I have at least one thing in common, Andrew, and that's that we both watched Home Alone for the first time in years this Christmas.
Yeah. Home Alone, they're like, why are the streaming things increased? It's like, what's been this resurgence with it?
It all points back to Project 86.
That's right, with Run, Rudolph, Run.
So, Andrew, band stuff aside, how are you doing? How is the lead up to Christmas? What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, man, I have no idea. What I want for Christmas is to get a Steelers victory over the Ravens, because they're playing the Ravens on Christmas Day.
Okay.
All right. So that's what you're going to be doing, is just watching the game?
Yeah, there's a bunch of football on that day, so I'll probably watch a ton of football and eat a lot of that, dude.
Yeah. That sounds good. So, you know what? I don't care that much, but go Steelers!
Yes, you'll go. You'll put your Christmas wish on that
one. I'm hoping that you get what you want for Christmas, man.
I mean, the only other thing I want is just for my family to have a good time, essentially, my kids
and
wife and everybody. So, actually, I can tell everyone here because no one will tell them.
Yeah.
I'm actually, for the first time in my life, dressing up as Santa Claus.
So I got, that's so cool.
Dude, it didn't happen.
Yes,
you have got to tweet that.
You've got to post pictures of Santa Claus. That's going to be amazing.
I don't think anyone will believe it.
Yeah.
But I got the full-on expensive Santa Claus costume with all every piece or whatever. So I'm actually going to try to pull it off so they don't even know it's me.
Aww.
I mean, obviously the adults will know.
Sure.
The kids may not.
Whoa, dude. I got to tell you what. Whether if it's a text or a call, I got to know how that goes. I
want to
find out how that goes.
That's too cute. That's a great idea.
Oh, man.
And it'll help because you got to go, because we've seen a lot of Santas, and if you don't spring for the expensive suit, like the good one, it's obvious, but I think that'll help you with your costume for it.
Yeah. So my daughter is turning 6 just a few days before Christmas, so she's old enough to probably figure it out. So I've got my work cut out for me. The other kiddos in my family are so young, they're not going to know.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
So, like, Andrew, when you act, are you, like, method? You know, like, do you
absolutely... like, for Santa?
Like, do you get there? Like, you are Santa, or are you just focusing on performance?
That's a good question.
You might have to feel it out closer to it.
Okay,
you
know?
Let's see
what
happens on Sunday.
You may want to practice a little bit. That's all I'm saying. You know, because eat some cookies, like really take your time to put Santa on.
Yeah, I got to ease into the role for sure.
Yeah,
I agree.
Well, Andrew, Merry Christmas, and we hope that everything goes well with Santa, and we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning, dude.
All right. Thanks for playing the jams. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks, Columbus, for all the support and love, and we'll see you in 2017.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.